Okay, this is a great one. Your track record isn't very good lately. Are you sure this isn't satire? No, I'm not sure. I'm not fucking sure. I have no fucking idea. None. What the fuck is satire anymore and what isn't? That's pretty goddamn clear. I've been telling you guys for how long? Hey everybody, I'm the great one. I can't tell the difference between satire and reality. And then drooling on myself. So no, you've come to be a great one. Are you sure this isn't satire? No, I'm not fucking sure. I have no fucking idea. This is from The Atlantic, theatlantic.com. I don't know if this is a satire site or not. I'm not being satirical when I fucking say to you that I don't know if it's a satire site or not. Listen to me. I don't fucking know anymore. This is not a joke. I don't fucking know. I don't know. All right? Let's declare a pandemic amnesty. I have a better idea. How about we exterminate everybody who got vaxxed? Now, I'm only on this link because Adam Piggott wrote about it in his latest blog post. And I clicked on the link, I can't talk. I clicked on the link. I've only had 2 beers. I'm not drunk. I'm mostly functional. I could be doing other stuff right now. I got a long list of shit to do. But I saw this. I clicked on the link and I went over here and I read the first paragraph. Okay. And then I read the second paragraph and I almost lost my fucking mind. I haven't read past the second paragraph. I don't know what's coming, but I'm just telling you. And I think this has been already making the rounds. I'm late to the party like I always am because I don't pay attention to what the fuck is going on in the fucking current events and stuff like that because I don't fucking care. Because I can't tell anymore. Is it satire? Is it real? I don't know. Did Will Smith really slap Chris Rock? Was that satire? Jack Spierko has a theory that it was fake and it was there as an advertisement for Pfizer. He could be right. I don't know. I don't know anymore. Because we live in a fucking society where everything is fake. Everything. We have to walk around being fake nice to people who are fake humans, who have motherfucking fake accountability and fucking fake agency, and everything is fake. Every fucking thing around us is fake. Politics is fake. The fucking dollar is fake. The economy is fake. The Federal Reserve is fake. It's all fake. Everything. It's a giant fucking lie, and we're all walking around in a fucking mass hallucination pretending that this shit is real. And I'm fucking done. I've been done for a long time. I don't know what to do. Here's the thing. I'm done. I know that I'm done. What can I do about it? What can I fucking do? I know what I want to do about it. I want to slit the throats of the 99.999% with a rusty butter knife. But I can't do it. I mean, I could, but how far would I get before the fucking cops shot me? Not very far. So it's not even worth starting because I know I can't finish it. At least when I go into fucking Star Wars and I start a flashpoint, I know I can finish the fucking thing. I can beat the first boss and the second boss, and I can get the secondary objective, and I can get the main objective, and I can beat the fucking boss, and I can get some little rewards in the fucking computer game. At least I know I can do that. That's the only thing that's certain. Fucking Star Wars, fucking online fucking computer game is the most fake thing in our fucking society, and it's the only thing that I can have any fucking confidence in. That's it. Everything else is fake. Oh, I'm in a fucking mood today. Chad Elkins, hope you're listening to this at the gym, you little fucking pussy. You better lift some fucking weight. Push the fucking barbell, Chad. Push the fucking barbell away from you. Put some more fucking plates on there, you fucking sissy. I'd like to tune in to Chad's gay stream over on GayTube, but he keeps doing it on Tuesday, and I'm usually working on Tuesday. So apparently Chad is racist and he hates me because he keeps doing it on Tuesday. Now, if he would move it to Wednesday, that would be ideal, because if it stayed on Wednesday, because during the summer when we're really busy, Wednesday is usually my day off. But no, he won't do that because he's a fucking CPA. CPAs are, they're shitheads. I went to the gym this morning. One of the cute girls was there. I was too tired. I was in the zone. It's like I kind of briefly thought about going over there and hitting up on her, but I didn't. Because I've been thinking about, anyway, she's cute. I've seen her a few times. I need to chat her up. I need to do a lot of things. You know what I need to do? I need to figure out how to distinguish satire from reality, because I obviously can't do it. Here we go. Let's just do this. Oh my God, I'm in a fucking mood. I hope this article is as good as I think it's going to be. Otherwise, you'll just get the introduction, the first two paragraphs, and I'll end the podcast there. By the way, thanks for the comments on the 18th anniversary podcast. I want to do a podcast and talk about some of the responses I got to that on a very serious note, but that's not today, because right now I'm going to rant at the internet. And of course, oh my God, once again, this is written by a woman. How could it not be? Because a great one. How could you think that this website was real? Gee, I don't know, man. Like, read this article about a woman, like economics and stuff, like inflation is caused by Putin and stuff. I mean, why would you not think that's real? Have you ever talked to a woman about economics? They don't understand any of it. You ever gotten a woman and tried to talk about how supply chain works and like where things come from? They have no fucking clue. They think that iPhones just magically appear. They don't understand that the fucking metal to make the components of the iPhone is mined out of the ground by strip mining in Africa by black people who are not making a living wage and are exposed to toxic chemicals. And the toxic chemicals are dumped into the environment and this shit's fucking shipped across the goddamn ocean, burning fossils. They have no idea. They don't understand any of this shit because they're fucking stupid. How the fuck am I supposed to figure out when a fucking article about women saying that inflation is caused by Vladimir Putin? How am I supposed to figure out that's fucking satire? How? Explain it to me. Emily Oster is an economist. No, she's not! A woman cannot be a fucking economist any more than a woman can be a fucking engineer or a firefighter. They don't have the fucking neurochemistry or the fucking muscular strength to fucking do it. Will you fucking women stop fucking pretending that you're men? You're stupid. You're so goddamn stupid. You have to go to college to teach children. You have to go to college for 4 years to fucking learn how to watch children while they're playing. Women used to raise children to be functional adults without going to college, but not anymore. Women are so fucking mentally fucking handicapped and damaged, they can't even fucking raise their own kids without 4 years of fucking college. Give me this fucking shit. She's an economist. She's not a fucking economist. She's a fucking whore. God damn it. I'm sick of the... Let's just pretend. Let's play pretend. Let's create a whole fake fucking world with a fake economy and a fake Federal Reserve and a fake currency and a fake pandemic and a fake economy, and we'll let women fake that they're fucking men because nobody has the fucking balls to just stand up and say the fucking truth except for the fucking great one. It's fake. I'm fucking sick of it. I'm sick of fucking pretending it's not fake. Emily Oster is an economist at Brown University. She is the author, oh God, of The Family Firm, a data-driven guide to better decision-making in the early school years. Okay, I'm sure that's fucking leftist propaganda. And Expecting Better, Why the Conventional Pregnancy Wisdom is Wrong, and What You Really Need to Know. See, guys, the conventional pregnancy wisdom is wrong. See, it's not actually women who get pregnant. And women don't get pregnant out of any fault of their own. Anytime a woman gets pregnant accidentally, it wasn't because she spread her legs and allowed a man to fuck her. It was because she was taken up by space aliens and impregnated with a squid tentacle. I mean, what kind of horse shit is this? No, the baby does gestate for 9 fucking months. No, if you abort your child, you are killing something which is biologically alive, and if it is allowed to develop, will turn into a human. These are biological facts. We've been over this before. At no point has a woman ever been impregnated with a squid tentacle and then subsequently given birth to a puppy or a computer or a rubber duck or a water bottle or a six-pack of beer. Every fucking time a woman has fucking been impregnated and 9 months later she spreads her fucking legs and a fucking something comes out of her fucking hoo-hoo, it's a goddamn human. Every fucking time. Can we stop with the fucking bullshit? God damn it! I'm fucking sick of this shit. I'm fucking sick of it. All right, hang on. I want to see what this fucking cunt looks like. Come on, computer. Can we fucking copy and paste? Okay, there we go. I just want to see what the bitch looks like. She's going to be fat. Oh my, is that American Economist? As it comes up, she's an American Economist. Oh, God. All right, I'll give her this. She doesn't appear to be fat. She's not attractive. Even if she did something with her hair, she would still not be attractive. All right, but she isn't fat. Yet. In any of these pictures, which might all be photoshopped. Okay, here we go. In April 2020, with nothing else to do, my family took an enormous number of hikes. Family, do you actually have a husband or just have kids? Were you impregnated by a squid tentacle or is there a man involved? We all wore cloth masks that I had made myself. We had a family hand signal, which the person in front would use if someone was approaching on the trail and we needed to put on our mask. Once, when another child got too close to my then 4-year-old son on a bridge, he yelled at her, "Social distancing!" These precautions were totally misguided. In April 2020, no one got the coronavirus from passing someone else hiking. Outdoor transmission was vanishingly rare. No, sweetheart, outdoor transmission didn't exist. It wasn't rare. It didn't exist. It didn't exist then. It doesn't exist now. It was not rare. It did not fucking exist. It was like a unicorn woman, okay? It does not exist. Our cloth mask made out of old bandanas wouldn't have done anything anyway. But the thing is, we didn't know. That's because you're a fucking woman. I knew. I said this from day one. Yes, we did know. You didn't know because you lived in a fucking fantasy world. And I need to adjust the microphone. Fucking calm yourselves if you hear any fucking noise, because I don't want to hear any fucking bitching. We didn't know. That's what it says in fucking italics. We didn't know. This is as far as I read. When I got to that fucking 3 words right there, I lost my fucking mind. I went to the fridge. I got another goddamn beer. I opened it. I sat down. I hooked up the microphone. I turned on Audacity, which has been freshly installed after uninstalling it. We'll see how long it takes for Audacity to fucking crash. Because my God, you know, we think we're going to put a fucking black man and a woman on the moon, but we can't even write software that doesn't fucking crash because we got to have Muslim women as programmers. What if you hired some programmers instead of some Muslim women? We didn't know. We totally thought that putting a bandana over our face would make us immune to viruses because, you know, I'm an economist and I follow the science. No, we did know, you stupid fucking whore. You stupid, stupid fucking whore. You are a stupid fucking whore. And I'm fucking sick of pretending that whores like Emily Oster or whatever the fuck her name is anything other than a stupid fucking whore. You've destroyed the fucking economy. You destroyed the jobs of countless people, including myself. On one hand, okay, it got me out of the People's Republic of Fort Collins. But on the other hand, it destroyed the fucking job I'd worked on for all these years, the fucking future I was building for myself, blah, blah, blah. And now, oh, now I'm what? I'm supposed to fucking feel sorry for you? I have been reflecting on this lack of knowledge thanks to a class I'm co-teaching. I have never heard of this. I don't know, guys. Great one. Are you sure this isn't satire? I don't fucking know. Which part of I don't fucking know do you retards out there not understand? What is co-teaching? So now, teacher, teaching a class by yourself is too stressful for a fucking teacher? We have to have multiple teachers to teach a class? Because teaching the class on your own, oh my God, it's just such a big commitment. Co-teaching. Co-teaching. Furthermore, she has not been reflecting because in order to reflect, you have to have self-awareness. When I say that women do not have self-awareness, I am not saying this to hear the sound of my voice. They do not have the neurochemical connections in their fucking brains to have self-awareness. No more than I can be impregnated by a squid tentacle and have a fucking baby can a woman have self-awareness. No, you do not know a fucking unicorn woman who has self-awareness. Are there some women that I like? Yes. Are there some women that I love? Yes. None of them have self-awareness. I don't give a fuck how emotionally attached you are to some fucking broad. They do not have self-awareness. They are not capable of reflecting. Can we fucking stop pretending? I have been reflecting on this lack of knowledge. If women were capable of reflecting on their lack of knowledge, they would never stop reflecting on their lack of knowledge because a lack of knowledge is the only fucking thing they have. Ask a woman to explain quantitative easing. Ask a woman to explain why the gold standard was important. Ask a woman basically anything that doesn't have to do with tattoos, Harry Potter, Hunger Games, 50 Shades of Grey, or nail polish, and you will find out that they don't know a fucking thing. I have been reflecting on this lack of knowledge thanks to a class I'm co-teaching at Brown University on Wuhan. We spent several lectures reliving the first year of the pandemic, discussing the many important choices we had to make under the conditions of tremendous uncertainty. There was no uncertainty. There was just a lot of stupidity. Here's something for you. When someone calls it a pandemic, ask them, how do you know it's a pandemic? What are the criteria for a scenario, a disease outbreak, a virus outbreak, what are the criteria for a event to be classified as a pandemic? Ask them that question. No one can answer the question. Then you say, okay, so if you don't know the criteria for a pandemic, how can you say that it was a pandemic? And the only answer they can give you is that the people on TV said it was a pandemic, which proves your point and my point of the fact that they're just repeating what's on the television. Because when you tell somebody, you're just repeating the television. No, I'm not. Yes, you actually are. I'm not saying that you're just repeating what's on television because I want to hear the sound of my voice because I don't have anything better to do. I mean, I could be doing anything better. I could be playing Star Wars. I could be reading a book. I could be hiking. I could be sleeping. I could be drinking a beer. I could be masturbating. There are literally Hitler. I could come up with 100 things. If you gave me probably 10 minutes, I bet I could come up with 100 things that would be better for me to be spending my time on than talking to you and hearing the sound of my own voice trying to tell you something that's blazingly obvious. I'm not saying this because I'm enjoying it. I'm telling you that you're repeating what's on the television because it is a factual truth. You do not know the criteria for what constitutes a pandemic. Thus, when you say the Wuhan hoax was a pandemic, you are fucking repeating what is on the fucking television. You are a fucking piece of shit and you should be exterminated. You're welcome. I'm sick of pretending that you shouldn't be dead. I'm sick of fucking pretending. I'm sick of it. Chad, fucking push the goddamn barbell up. Stop you fucking sitting there looking at your cell phone. Fucking Christ, like a goddamn woman. Some of the choices turned out better than others. Yes, those of us who chose not to get your fucking vax, our choices turned out better than yours because we're not having all sorts of heart attacks. You know, just like every time there's a school shooting, nobody will ask the question, was there a father in the house? Because we don't want that information to be available. Going forth, anytime someone has a heart attack, we need to ask the question, were they vaxxed? That will never happen. Here's the thing. Anytime anyone dies of anything, we should ask the question, are they vaxxed? I'm not saying that a pattern will emerge. I don't know. I'm saying we'll never know if there's a pattern because vax status, WuVax status, will never be collected and processed as part of the data, right? We'll get this data. Well, people this age have more heart attacks, and people who do this had more heart attacks, and people at that do more. But at no point is anyone going to start compiling data on whether or not people who die of heart attacks or suffer heart attacks are vaxxed or not vaxxed. Because there might be, I don't know, okay, there might be zero correlation between vaxxing and heart attacks, but there also might be a huge correlation between vaxxing and heart attacks. And the cathedral cannot take the chance that the correlation is there and the correlation will be seen. Thus, the data on who is vaxxed and who isn't vaxxed will never be gathered. Just like the data on, do the psycho killers, were they raised by a single mother or was there a father? Oh, this person was abused animals. Single mother? Or was there a father there? Oh, this person's a criminal. Was there a single mother or was there a father? That data can never be collected because there's too much danger that that data will be incriminating. And by incriminating, I mean point to the truth. And if we point at the fucking truth, then the whole fucking fabricated lie comes down, doesn't it? Then we can't pretend anymore. If there's clear, solid evidence of the truth, how will we pretend? How will our fucking society function with its fake economy and its fake currency? Some of these choices turned out better than others. To take an example close to my own work, there is an emerging, if not universal, consensus that schools in the United States were closed for too long. Yes, because my God, some of those children are now being homeschooled. Some of them escaped political indoctrination for 2 years. Some of them went 2 years without being told that there's no such thing as boys and girls. It's all just a social construct. I mean, is there? There's an emerging, if not universal, consensus that schools were closed for too long. Is that true? Consensus with who? I think the schools should be closed permanently. Public school is one of the reasons why we live in a fucking pretend world where nobody can recognize reality. Public school should be closed. And people, just the people. Well, you know, the teachers aren't really to blame. They're not. No, they are. It's just like saying, well, the guards and God, once again, don't misunderstand me. I completely agree that the Jews should be exterminated, all right? This is just a fucking example, and we use Hitler and the Jews and the concentration camps because we got to keep things fucking low IQ for any low IQ people who stumble upon this podcast, okay? It's like saying, well, the guards at the concentration camps where they gassed the Jews didn't have anything to do with gassing the Jews. Yeah, they did. They did. And I applaud them for it. I'm 100% in favor of gassing Jews, okay? But they go, well, the teachers don't have anything to do with the children. You know, the teachers didn't decide to be teachers to tell children there's no such thing as boys and girls. Yes, they did. If you are a teacher in a public school, you're a fucking evil cunt. There are no exceptions. You know this fucking nature of the system that you're in. I mean, in so much as a woman can know anything other than Harry Potter and dogs and Hunger Games, okay? Yes, I understand. As a woman, your fucking intelligence and your awareness is very limited. But you know you're part of an evil system, and you're fucking staying there. Okay? You're all doing this by choice, because you women have choice, right? You got choice. Oh, it's a woman's choice. She's got fucking rights. She's doing it. So don't give me this fucking, not all teachers are like that shit. Yes, they are. After we fucking kill the Jews, the teachers should be next. The health risk of in-school spread were relatively low. The fucking risk of... There was no fucking risk of spread for anyone! It was not a fucking pandemic! There was nobody... There was no fucking risk! Oh God, I'm so fucking pissed off. God damn it. The health risk of in-school spread were relatively low. They were not relatively low, they were non-existent. Especially to, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of kids in school who are fat and unhealthy and diabetic and have no immune system. But once again, guys, listen to what I'm about to say. I'm not saying this to be an edgelord. So what I'm about to say is true. If you have no immune system, you should die. That's how evolution works. We have to get the fucking people with no immune systems get removed from the gene pool. That is how evolution works. Literally Hitler. The slow gazelle get eaten by lions. The fast ones survive. The tall giraffe eat from the top of the tree. The shorter giraffe who can't get to the good food die. That is how evolution works. Animals who with compromised immune systems die before they can reproduce. They don't pass on the compromised immune system. This is not a fucking joke. Oh, yes, protect the weakest people. No, the weakest people in our society need to be euthanized. At the very least, they need to be sterilized so they do not pass on their DNA. You're a Nazi. No, I'm not a Nazi. The Nazi Party doesn't exist anymore. I'm telling you the fucking truth. I'm following the fucking science, you stupid fucking whore. You stupid, 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 stupid whore. You, sweetheart, are a fucking baby-making factory. That is the science. That is what you evolved to do. Shut your fucking mouth and make a fucking baby. All right. The health risk of in-school spread were relatively low, whereas the cost to students' well-being, as if we give a shit about the kids, and educational progress, there's no educational progress in school, were high. The latest figures on learning loss are alarming. This is the link. I'm going to click on it. We're going to see what comes up. U.S. student test results show toll of pandemic lockdowns on learning. Whatever. I don't need to hear about Trump. Everything's about Trump. The test is considered to be the first comprehensive nationwide account of student performance since the Wuhan hoaxtemic. U.S. students have suffered historic learning setbacks with math and reading scores falling to their lowest level since before the Wuhan pandemic. Okay, do you have numbers? What does that mean? Well, it's the lowest level since before the pandemic. How much lower? Like 0.001% lower? I mean, once again, see, this is not information. There's no information here. There's no information. This is fake. It's all fake. Everything is fake. I don't fucking care. It's fake. I'll come back. Maybe I'll look at this later. Maybe I won't. It doesn't matter because it's all fake. I don't know which part of fake people can't fucking understand. And I don't care. I can't handhold stupid people. All right, here we go. But in spring and summer 2020, we had only glimpses of information. What is this we shit? You only knew what was on the TV. Once again, let's stop fucking lying. We had only glimpses of information. No. You, Emily, you believed without any critical thinking applied whatever was on television. That is an accurate statement of what happened. You, right now, are living in a fucking fake world and you are lying. We had only glimmers of information. No, sweetheart, you believed without any critical thinking, which is understandable because as a woman, you are not neurochemically capable of critical thinking, whatever was on television. Stop lying and tell the truth. Reasonable people who cared about children and teachers, advocated on both sides of the reopening debate. No, people who care about children do not allow their children to go to public school. End of discussion. There are no exceptions to this. There are no exceptions to this. There are no exceptions to this. If you care about your children do not go to public school. There are no exceptions to this. There are no exceptions to this. There are no exceptions to this. No, you do not know someone who cares very deeply about his or her children and still has to allow their children to go to public school for some reason. No. If your children are in public school, you do not care about your children. That is reality. You're welcome. You can lie to yourself. It's not going to work because deep down inside, you know the truth. And you can lie to me, but that's not going to work because deep down inside, I know the truth. Another example. When the vax came out, we lacked definitive data. Yeah, we lacked any data. There is no data whatsoever. We lacked definitive data. And yet we, her, Emily, and the mouse in her pocket, still advocated for forcing everyone to get vaxxed, right? They lacked definitive data. I don't know where this sentence is going. I haven't read ahead. They lacked definitive data, but they still attempted to mandate the vax for everyone. This is why, guys, I said it in the fucking 18 fucking year anniversary podcast. Do not forgive. Do not forget. Ever. Ever. Do not ever forgive them. Do not ever forget what they've done. Never. This is not satire. That fucking theatlantic.com might be satire. I don't know. But what I'm saying to you is not satire. Never forgive. Never forget. When the WuVax came out, we lacked definitive data on the relative efficacies of the Johnson & Johnson shot versus the mRNA options from Pfizer and Moderna. The mRNA vaccines have won out, have they? But at the time, many people in the public health were either neutral or expressed a J&J preference. The misstep wasn't nefarious. It was the result of uncertainty. So we're saying the Johnson & Johnson vax was not effective and that the mRNA is the way to go. So at this point, this has now become a commercial for Pfizer and Moderna. Obviously, some people intended to mislead and made wildly irresponsible claims. Oh, you mean like that bitch who said that the vaxes made you 100% effective against death? Some people, oh, you mean like the CEO of Pfizer? Remember when the public health community had to spend a lot of time and resources urging Americans not to inject themselves with bleach? No, I don't remember this. Once again, if someone's going to inject themselves with bleach, I'm not going to stop them. That's called natural selection. No one had to be prevented from injecting themselves with bleach. There was not a single time when a member of the public health community had to go around urging people to not inject bleach in themselves. This is a fantasy. This is fake. This is what I'm talking about. This is fake. We've created, we, Emily and other fucktards have created this whole fake reality in which people were trying to inject themselves with bleach. Can you find me one instance of a person who injected themselves with bleach? Because I can find you some instances of children who are raised by single mothers who shot up schools. Can you, this is a real question. Can anyone find, hold on. The great Google, google.faggot. Google.fag. Is there a dot fag? Hold on. .fh, dot fag. Is there such a thing as a dot fag? Hold it, fag. A tiring or unwelcome task. Work hard or speed. There's nothing in here about homosexuals. Is there a dot fag extension? Okay. Hospitalized for injecting bleach. Okay. Hospitalized for injecting bleach. First thing that comes up, NYCD Poison Control, this is from NPR, of course. NYC Poison Control sees uptick in calls after Trump's disinfection comments. Okay, so people called Trump claims comment, accidental poisonings rise. Okay, all right. CDC, some people did take bleach to protect. Okay, hold on, let's see. Even before Trump's comments, accidental poisonings from bleach and other disinfectants were on the rise. Okay, did they inject themselves with it? Critically, association is not causation, but we'll pretend it is anyway. All right, where's the other? Goddamn, I want this one. Can I fucking have the goddamn link? Please, fuck. CDC, some people did take bleach to protect. Some 4% of respondents reported drinking or gargling diluted bleach. The same number said they used it. Okay, so 4% of people are stupid. This is not news. I mean, look who's breeding. Look, we just allow anyone at all to spit out a fucking child. But they gargled it or they drank it. Nobody injected it. Okay, injecting bleach, fantasy. There you go. Guys, fantasy, fake. So 4% of people tried to drink some bleach or gargle it. I don't see anything here about injecting any bleach. All right, where was I? Let's get back to this. I really don't want to turn this into a 7-hour podcast. Don't think we're halfway through this article yet. All right. This misstep wasn't nefarious. It was a result of uncertainty. No, it was malicious. It was 100% malicious. All of this was malicious. Let's always keep that in mind. Obviously, some people intend to mislead, blah, 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 drinking bleach, inject bleach. That was bad. Misinformation was and remains a huge problem. But most of the errors were made by people who were working in honest for the good of society. No, they were not. They were not made by people who were working for the good of society. The good of society would not involve diversity. It would not involve multiculturalism. It would not involve fiat currency. Do not fucking try to tell me that you are interested in the good of society. You're not. They're not. The people who perpetrated the pandemic hoax, the Wuhan's hoax, the vaccine, they were not working in earnest for the good of society. They were frightened little bitches. They were scared of dying, just like you're scared of dying, and so they tried to fucking eliminate death by putting cloth over their faces and shooting chemicals into people's arms. By the way, so injecting bleach is bad, but injecting the WuVax, which has never been tested on humans, that's totally okay. At least we know what bleach does. If someone said, great one, we got to inject you with 1 cc of bleach or 1 cc of WuVax, I'll take the fucking bleach. I know what the bleach is going to do. There's evidence on what the bleach will do. There's research on what the bleach will do. We can accurately theorize what 1 cc of bleach in my bloodstream will do. Nobody fucking knows what the WuVax is going to do. Given the amount of uncertainty, almost every position was taken on every topic. And on every topic, someone was eventually proved right, and someone else was proved wrong. Yes, those of us who didn't get vaxxed have proved that we're not going to drop dead. In some instances, the right people were right for the wrong reasons. In others, they had a prescient understanding of the available information. All right, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know exactly what this word means. Let me find out. Prescient. Having or showing knowledge of events before they take place. That sentence... Again, this is a sentence that has words. The words have definitions. It doesn't really mean anything. The people who got it right, for whatever reason, may want to gloat. Yes. Yes, we do want to gloat. We're not dead. There is no Wuhan pandemic. People who got vaxxed are having heart attacks and dropping. Yes. Yes, we're going to point at you and make fun of you and tell you that you're stupid and wrong. Those who got it wrong... For whatever reason. The reason you got it wrong is because you were wrong. You were wrong because you lack critical thinking skills. We know exactly why you got it wrong. You dumb fucking whore. Those who got it wrong, for whatever reason, just always with the rationalizing. Like, I just come, guys, it was a satire website. I couldn't figure it out. I fucking fell for it. See, I don't, well, you know, for whatever reason that I couldn't figure out it was a satirical website, why, I had good intentions towards the children and the future of mankind. No, guys, I fucked up. See how, no woman can do that. No liberal can do that. None of them can just say, I fucked up. They've got to double down on everything. Those who got it wrong, for whatever reason. You got it wrong because you're a stupid bitch. You got it wrong because you're a stupid bitch. You, Emily, got it wrong for the same reason you've gotten almost everything else wrong in your life. Because you're a stupid bitch who believes in the complete fucking fake reality that you see on the television. It's not for whatever reason. You, my dear Emily, are a stupid bitch. And after we kill the Jews, and after we kill the teachers, we should kill you, except that you're a teacher, so you would die in the teacher batch. You might even be a Jew. I don't know. Although I'm not, I actually don't think Emily is smart enough to be a Jew. Those who got it wrong, such as Emily, for whatever reason, because she's a stupid bitch, may feel defensive and retrench into a position that doesn't accord with the facts. Whoa. Doesn't accord with the facts? You people have been nowhere near the facts. How about the facts that almost every school shooter was raised by a single mother? How about the fact that most crime is black people? How about the fact that most shootings are black people? Not only are most shootings black people, it's black people shooting black people in Chicago. How about the fact that fiat currency is not real? How about the fact that the fucking Russia-Ukraine war, the Ukrainians are not this pure, peaceful, wind-driven snow purity group of people who are just minding their own business and living this perfect life of diversity and coexistence before the evil, blood-sucking Russian vampires came invading them? It doesn't accord with the facts. Oh, God damn it. All of this gloating and defensiveness continues to gobble up a lot of social energy and to drive the culture wars, especially on the internet. I wouldn't know about that, Emily. You see, I'm not a woman. I don't hang out on the internet because I don't give a fuck about the internet. These discussions are heated, unpleasant, because we wouldn't want a white woman to experience discomfort. They're unpleasant, guys, and ultimately unproductive. Yes, because disagreeing with a liberal's fantasy world is unproductive. In the face of so much uncertainty, getting something right had to be a hefty element of luck. No, Emily, you stupid whore. Getting something right, such as the fact that it's not a pandemic, such as the fact that putting a bandana over your face doesn't make you immune to viruses, something that standing 6 feet away from somebody else doesn't make you immune to viruses. Getting these things right did not involve any hefty element of luck. Listen to this fucking rationalization. I'm a dumb fucking whore who is completely wrong because I'm a stupid fucking whore that believes everything on television. But the people who are not wrong, well, they were only right because of luck. They just got lucky. No, you stupid. And remember, don't forget, guys, Republicans think they should vote. Don't forget that. And similarly, getting something wrong wasn't a moral failing. Yes, it was. Trying to force people to be injected with an experimental vaccine is a moral failing. It makes you a bad person. It makes you someone who wants to control other people's bodies. It is a moral failing. It makes you my enemy, and it makes you a traitor. Yes, it is a moral failing, you stupid, 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 stupid fucking whore. You are a moral failing. Treating pandemic choices as a scorecard in which some people racked up more points than others is preventing us from moving forward. No, what's preventing us from moving forward is the fact that you have not been exterminated. That's what's preventing us, those of us who aren't stupid, from moving forward. You being alive, you being able to vote, us living in a democracy, us having a fake economy, us having the federal government forcing people to do shit, us having a fiat currency, us having to constantly provide daycare for black people, us having affirmative action laws, those are the things preventing us from moving forward. We have to put these fights aside and declare a Wuhan pandemic amnesty. Negative. Negative. Never forgive, never forget. We can leave out the willful purveyors of actual misinformation, such as Fauci, such as the mainstream media, such as the Democrat Party. We can leave out the willful purveyors of actual misinformation while forgiving the hard calls that people had no choice but to make with imperfect knowledge. No, we can't. See, they want to be forgiven for being evil. They want to be forgiven for being stupid. Guys, let me say it one more fucking time. Never forgive. Never forget. They bought into the Wuhan hoax and they attempted to force it on you, literally Hitler, to force you to be injected with experimental drugs because they were scared. No, there is no fucking amnesty for them. There is no forgiving them. Under zero circumstances. Los Angeles County closed its beaches in summer 2020. Ex post facto, this makes no more sense than my family's masked hiking trips. Right, no, it doesn't make sense, but it was done by women and by beta males. Nothing you do may... fiat currency doesn't make sense. Federal Reserve doesn't make sense. We live in an entire world. Public school doesn't make sense. We live in a whole fucking world of things that don't make sense. Affirmative action doesn't make sense. Diversity doesn't make sense. Multiculturalism doesn't make sense. Allowing fucking faggots in women's makeup to read stories to your children doesn't make sense. It's all fake. But we need to learn from our mistakes and let them go. No, 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 sweetheart. No, see, we need to not be accountable. No, sweetheart, you're accountable. Here we go. Here's the woman. We need to learn from our mistakes, which a woman is neurochemically incapable of doing, and let them go. We need to let them go. No, no. By let them go, what she means is I should not be held accountable for my stupidity. Yes, you should. Oh, you should be held completely accountable for what you've done. Because I thought the school should reopen and argued that kids as a group were not at high risk, I was called a teacher killer and a genocidinaire. It wasn't pleasant. She experienced some discomfort, guys. It wasn't pleasant, but feelings were high, and I certainly don't need to dissect and rehash that time for the rest of my days. The only reason she wanted to open the schools up is because she's a teacher. Oh, sorry, a co-teacher. She can't teach by herself. She needs someone to help her. She's a co-teacher. Co-teacher. Moving on is crucial now. In other words, you know, letting me off the hook for my mistakes is crucial now because I'm a white woman and I can't be held accountable. Moving on is crucial now because the Wuhan pandemic created many problems we still need to solve. No. Once again, see, we're living in this fucking fake world. The Wuhan pandemic did not create problems. The Wuhan pandemic didn't exist. You, Emily, you created problems. You and all the other fucking people like you who are afraid of dying and wanted to control other people's bodies in order to make you feel safe from the threat of dying, which you're going to do one day. You created many problems. And the only solution to those problems is to remove you from society. We can do that by people such as myself can go someplace else where you're not there. Or we can stay where we are and we can send you someplace else. That sending you someplace else, it could be literal, could be metaphorical. But that's it. Those are the only two options. Either we go someplace else or you go someplace else. There are no other solutions. None. Student test scores. Notice how she's going on about student test scores. Notice how, just like a teacher, she's hiding behind the children. We need to do this for the children. Student test scores. No, you don't give a fuck about children. Stop. Once again, it's more fake. It's more fake. This is fake. She's pretending she cares about children. This is fake. This isn't even satire. This is fake. This is just pure fake. Student test scores have shown historic declines, more so in math than in reading, and more so for students who are disadvantaged from the start. Oh, here's the racism part. Here's the racism part. We need to collect data, experiment, and invest. No, we need to eliminate public school, and we need to sterilize everyone who has an IQ under 100. That's not a fucking joke. That's not satire. Once again, if the Great One magically became the dictator of the United States, this is not a joke. This is not satire. Everyone with an IQ of 100 or less would be sterilized. Any woman who got pregnant outside of marriage would be required to get an abortion. This is not a joke. This is not satire. This is what I would do if I made the laws and I was the dictator of the geographical region known as the United States. Is high dosage tutoring more or less cost-effective than extended school years? Why have some states recovered faster than others? We should focus on questions like these because answering them is how we will help our children recover. Our children. They're our children. No, they're not. No. Your kids are yours, and God help them. The other children are not yours. I know you think they are. Because as a woman, you think that you are the cosmos. You think that everything is yours. But it's not. They're not your fucking kids. Many people have neglected their health care over the past several years. Sweetheart, many people have neglected their health care for a long time. That's why you have so many fat people and so many diabetes. Oh, that's right. Fat is beautiful. Why, you can be fit at any size. Notably, see, so by neglected their health care, so listen to this, many people have neglected their health care over past several years. Notably, routine vaccination rates for children, for measles, etc., are way down. So by neglecting their health care, we don't mean eating shitty food. We don't mean being overweight. We don't mean not going to the gym. We don't mean not exercising. We don't mean not brushing our teeth. We mean getting vaxxed. See, health care is the same as getting vaccinated. No. If you eat a good diet and you exercise and you take some vitamin supplements to make sure you've got your vitamin D and your vitamin C and your vitamin K and all that good stuff, it's your zinc levels and all that, you don't need vaccinations because you have this thing that Emily probably hasn't heard of. And even if she heard of it, she would say it's medical misinformation. You have this thing called an immune system. Rather than debating the role that messaging about Wuhan vaccines had in this decline, so rather than admitting that trying to force people to get vaxxed made them turn against the idea of vaccination in general, right? Rather than admitting our mistakes when we tried to force people to get vaccinated and that created a backlash against vaccines all around, right? Instead of admitting our mistake, because as a fucking white woman, I cannot admit my mistakes because I live in a fantasy world that I saw on television, rather than debating the role that messaging about Wuhan vaxes had in this decline, we need to put all our energy into bringing these rates back up. What does that mean? We need to put all our energy into bringing these rates back up. Put all our energy. What does the phrase all our energy mean? That means we need a law. That means more government. That means more forcing people to do things they don't want to do. That means more controlling other people's bodies, which has to be financed with fiat currency. And where do you get the fiat currency? From taxation. That means more taxes. That means more theft. That means more controlling people's bodies. Because this is what happens when you have not only a democracy, but a democracy where women are allowed to partake because conservatives are too fucking cucked to control their whores. Pediatricians and public health officials, who are all scumbags, will need to work together on community outreach. Oh, and here it is. And politicians will need to consider school mandates. More laws. People, get your fucking kids out of public school. Okay, the standard saying, women are stupid. My God, women are stupid. The standard saying is that those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. No. People do not repeat history. Civilizations repeat history. You're not doomed to repeat history. History is going to repeat. Period. The reason you understand history is so that you can see what's coming and get out of the fucking way the best you can. My historical knowledge is not the greatest. I mean, Adam Piggott knows more about history than I do. We are not going to stop history from repeating. We, you and I, literally Hitler, you, Al, you, Frank, you, Chad, you, Atham, you and I, we are not going to stop history from, we are not going to stop the United States Empire, because it's an empire, from collapsing. We understand what's going on. We are not going to stop that. We, Shrugologist and Mark, we are not going to stop the empire of the United States from collapsing, but we can see what's coming and we can do whatever is in our power to get the fuck out of the way. those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. That's exactly the sort of understanding a fucking woman would have of anything. And this is why when I read a fucking article about women talking about fucking the 8 smells that come out of their vaginas, I can't figure out that it's satire because they're that fucking dumb. Remember, guys, not satire. 45% of women could not label the vagina on a fucking diagram of the female reproductive system. But dwelling on the mistakes of history can lead to a repetitive doom loop as well. See, let's not dwell on the fact that we fucking idiots tried to force you to get a vax and destroyed the economy and fucking destroyed your small businesses and put you out of your jobs and all this stuff. Let's not dwell on the evil things that those of us who believe in the fake pandemic did to society as a whole. Let's not dwell on that. And that's exactly what we need to dwell on. Never forgive, never forget. Never forgive, never forget. Never. Once again, I'm not saying, I've said this, this doesn't mean every moment of your life you're walking around in anger and hatred. Enjoy yourself. Go hiking. Look at beauty of nature, the sunset, little squirrel over there, a cute girl over there. Have a drink with your friend. Enjoy your life. You don't walk around under this cloud of anger and hatred every moment. Enjoy, but never forgive and never forget. It's always there in the back of your mind. And when a fucking libtard, when somebody who's vaxxed, you know, is having a heart attack, you don't call 911. You just walk away. And you let them die. And I mean that. If I saw someone having a heart attack and I knew that they were vaxxed, this is someone I really, really liked a lot, I'm walking away. It's just like you're walking down the street and there's an alley and hear this noise. There's this woman screaming, help, help, they're raping me. You keep walking. Because if you go down there and try to help her, even if the guys raping her don't kill you, after it's done, she may fucking sue you for trying to rape her. You can't trust them because they're insane. You walk away. What's the bitch doing in the alley anyway? Why does the bitch live in the bad neighborhood? What's she doing in the bad neighborhood? Did she come down here to help the disadvantaged black people because she thinks that black people are like rescue dogs? What is she doing here? Keep fucking walking. They have to face the consequences of the fact that they are evil and stupid. Let's acknowledge that we made complicated choices. You didn't make complicated choices. You believed whatever was on television, and you did what the government told you to do. You did not make any choices, Emily. Emily, you stupid fucking whore. You did not make any choices. You put cloth over your face when you went hiking with your family because the television told you to. You did not make choices. You certainly did not make complicated choices. You are a woman. You do not have the neurochemistry or the neuron connections existing in your brain to make complicated choices. You are living in a fucking fake world. When you say that you made a complicated choice, that is fake. You did not make a complicated choice. You believed the television. You stupid bitch. You are a stupid bitch. Let's acknowledge that we made complicated choices in the face of deep uncertainty. There was no uncertainty. There was absolutely zero uncertainty about whether or not putting a bandana over your face would make you immune to a virus. There is no uncertainty here. None. You're just very stupid. Let's acknowledge that we, I don't know who we is, we made complicated choices in the face of deep uncertainty and then try to work together. No, I'm not, see once again, let's work together. No, we're not working together. Let's work together is code phrase for I fucked up, will you come bail me out? No, I will not bail you out, you stupid whore. Let's work together. Work together is a code word for bail me out of my stupid decisions. That's what that is. Let's acknowledge that we made complicated choices in the face of deep uncertainty and then try to work together to build back and move forward. Emily, the only way we can move forward is for those of us who are not idiots to move ourselves far, far away from you. Or for us to move you far, 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 so very, very far away from us.